Go. All right. Welcome, 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 welcome back to the funniest NBA podcast in the world. You already know it's your boy, Sha'Cory Young. I'm here with my two favorite co-hosts in the world. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up? It's me, Niles Abstin. Netflix is a joke comedy festival zone. Oh, wait. We weren't supposed to announce that
yet. Damn. Yeah, you wildin'. Cut that out, man.
I already signed a contract, nigga. They can't take it back.
How you doing, man?
What's up? What's up? What's up? I've just been putting my chef's hat on, and I've been really cooking up in the trade machine the past 24 hours. So I cannot wait to show you guys what I've made.
Good. Somebody get the
Celtics some help. They can't stop threes. You bitch ass.
Oh my god.
You bitch ass niggas. I'm getting texts. LeBron and AD are disrespecting the game. What about the fans? What happened to the game I love? You bitch ass niggas couldn't stop Austin Reeves from dropping 32.
All right. We are gonna get to the Celtics. We are gonna get to everybody this week, but I think we should start with probably the biggest news of the week. Ben was talking about cooking up in that trade machine. Yo, the Houston Rockets, Memphis Grizzlies have agreed to a trade, guys. Oh, my goodness. Steven Adams is headed to the Houston Rockets to back up Alfred Sengun for 3 second rounders and Victor Oladipo. I think, is this the first ever trade where two guys that haven't played all year have just been traded for each other, and then some seconds got through into 3 seconds at that?
Oh, look, I had no idea this happened, and I'll probably forget it by the time. But hey, Steven Adams, if you want some strip club Rex, I got you.
You don't think this helps their playing hopes? A guy that isn't playing on the court? You don't think?
Did they just want to get rid of the picks?
The report came out because Woj had to follow. It was such a wild trade. Woj reported right after, yo, they looking for him to be a good backup next year. And Memphis wanted, they going for the lottery pick, so they wanted some more draft capital because they trying to build around Ja Morant. So a bunch of nothing for nothing.
I bet Woj gets the news for trades like that. It's like, I got to post this bullshit.
People got the alerts on this time of
part
year.
Part of the job. It's part of the job. I think Dylan Brooks with Steven Adams behind him, he might turn it up to 15 now.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody going to be flicking his braids if he getting, you know what I mean? Can't flick my braids when Steven Adams in there. Yeah. I did see an interesting report before we came on the pod about Jalen Green's name being buzzing around in the trade rumor.
Yep. He was in my kitchen last night.
Oh, you put him in the kitchen? All right, let's talk about, because we were talking a couple weeks ago about him probably having to be a role player to even be, I would say, an effective NBA player at this point. Not that the guy isn't skilled and talented. It's just for what they're trying to do, he just kind of doesn't mesh. Like, Ben, you said you got to you put him in there? You put him through the flux capacitor?
Yeah, I saw this, like, random tweet this week. I wish I would have saved it. But it was, like, Jalen Green's on-off numbers, and it was with, like, a bunch of different lineup types with, like, Fred VanVleet, Alperen Sengun, like any type of lineup with Jalen Green on the court versus Jalen Green off the court, the Rockets are always significantly worse when he is on the court. So that, when I saw that, wow. I was like, all right, I guess maybe he should try to get traded. But
you think contenders are trading for Jalen Green?
No, it's I just don't know his value. I have no idea, like, how valuable this dude is, because, like, how much money is he going to want this summer? Because, like, I mean, he's not going to get he's probably going to ask for a rookie max, but, like, I'm not paying him a rookie max.
I could see him on a team that already has, like, the guy established, you know?
Yeah. I have, like, we'll go into fake trades later. But I have him. I thought the Magic would be like a good spot for him, maybe.
Now that okay, all that right.
Who the Magic give up?
Okay, we're a first trade. Okay, I have I have Jalen Green for Markelle Fultz and Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell Carter, just so they could play a little stretch five with Şengün. Like, I think that makes a little sense.
Because he played that. I like that. With, even with the Avs backup, I would love to see Fultz with Van Fleet, Dylan Brooks, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith type of line. Oh, my goodness. Emay would love that. Do you? So you think – forget
Rockets, those. Rockets, I take that.
Yeah, forget those on-off numbers. How mad does Emay get at Jalen Green? Because I don't watch many Rockets games at this moment. I watched that Lakers game, and I was – sorry about that now. But
I didn't even watch that, so –
Yeah, and like the Woj report, he said Steven Adams is specifically an Ime guy. Like he Ime wanted this type of guy. So maybe he's getting the full control to get guys he doesn't want out of the.
He's sick of Jalen Green and that old ass Cougar Drea Michelle. I see you, Ime. Get him out of here. Get him out of here, Ime. If I can't have her, you can't either. Yeah, Ime. I like this. Yeah. Go for the play-in, because that was the report I saw this morning. Going for the play-in, they want to try to go for the play-in, so they do want to get Jalen Green out of there. Man, I like that. That's a great trade, dramatic trade. I do like that for both sides. All right, come on, guys. Next week, we're 2 weeks away. The biggest news did come out yesterday. Everybody, it's time to get mad. It's time to get angry. The All-Star reserves were announced. The All-Star reserves were announced, and. Can we start in the East before we get to the West? Hold on, go back to this Woj report. Okay. All right, so I think for the most part we all had everybody in here. I think the one thing I just didn't have, I did have Trae Young over Jaylen Brown, but I do understand why Jaylen Brown got the nod. Hold on, I'm pulling it up now, guys. Sorry. No, I didn't have that said. All right, so in the East, we got Tyrese Maxey, Bam Adebayo, Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Paolo Banchero, Jaylen Brown, and Julius Randle. All were announced as the East All-Star Reserves. I don't think there's any surprises here, but already we're going to get to the injuries. We're going to get to the injuries after this All-Star stuff. But Embiid and Randle are out.
Yeah, I think it's Trae. You think they'll put Trae in?
I think it has to be Trae. No, but if they didn't vote Trae in the first time, they feel so anti-Trae. This is, I saw a thing too. The last 2 years, Trae hasn't been an All-Star.
Which is
he's
crazy.
26 and 10 and 27 and 11. And I'm like, this is getting crazy. Yeah,
so do Trae you is think a baller. His ego's too big?
When we had our. No, I think Trae just rubs some people the wrong way, but that shouldn't matter. The guy's a hooper. He's a baller. I mean, they should be a better team. They should be winning more games. But if we got two guys that's going to be out, and I do think one of the guys should be a front court replacer because we're losing a center and a big like Randle, but I do think Trae Young deserves to get in there. And yeah. I would say Trae Young and Siakam is what I had written down. What do you guys think of?
That's what I was thinking too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't find another guy. I didn't want a Bull to get in. I didn't know if a third Celtic would piss me off. So, and I mean, Jimmy Butler hasn't played any game. So, I mean, I think that would be the.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think Trae Young would be like, I'm no sub, you know, I'm no alternate. Like, I'm not even going to show up.
Yes, he would, because Boosie going to be there. Wherever Boosie at, the Atlanta Hawks will be there.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like Jalen Brown over Trae, but I guess I get it because Jalen Brown can technically be a front court player too, I guess.
Because isn't it as specific as like three guards, four front court players that you got to have?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And he's one of the only people like listed as a guard and forward. It's weird why he gets that.
I guess because in that lineup he's now a forward for sure. They play Holiday and Derrick White. Okay.
Yeah. It's right. Been like that for a couple of years. They just all like prioritize like winning, like the coaches and like whoever voted on this. They're like, who are the winning teams? That seems like the real theme of these.
You thought that was the theme in the East, because in the West. A lot of losers on this West list.
Yeah, you have a the Lakers thing. Yeah, but yeah.
Hey, man, we a playoff team, nigga. Watch your mouth.
You're playing.
I just think the Kings guys got overlooked in the West. Okay, so the West All-Star reserves were Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns, Paul George, Devin Booker, and Steph Curry.
I think De'Aaron Fox should have got that Paul George spot.
I know Book has been going off the last couple of weeks since we talked last. I know the 40-piece, 60-piece, 40-piece. I know what was that. He lost two of those games.
True.
Going off like that.
Yeah, Paul George and Devin Booker were probably the two people I would be like, eh.
And the Suns are on fire right now, but God damn it. Yeah, Paul George, one of the Kings guys had to get in. Anthony Davis has been playing great. I do. The two Laker guys is crazy. But they both, oh my goodness.
One is LeBron. Get out of here. One is LeBron, and the other is probably the second guy for Defensive Player of the Year right now.
I hear you. It makes more sense to me. Paul George, the Clippers have been the best team in the league for the last 2 months. It's like the Jaylen Brown thing getting in. But oh my goodness, and Steph Curry, it's almost legacy. One is LeBron. Now, Steph's been playing. Oh my goodness. All right, Carl Anthony Towns has to go. Let's fucking say it. What the hell is going on? How did Cat get in, or even over his teammate Gobert? He dropped 62 and got benched.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm surprised he got this spot.
I couldn't believe it when I saw Carl Anthony Towns' name on that.
I thought it was going to be Ant and Gobert. That's who I had for my reserves.
Yeah, Gobert was robbing. Nobody's hurt in the West. Everybody playing somehow.
Because I feel like people don't even like Cat. Like, the coaches don't like Cat. Why did they vote for him? Like, his approval rating is, like, low.
Maybe they sent in their votes in the first half of that Hornets game. Like when he had 44 at the half, they were like, yo, I was fighting over it, but I gotta send it now.
PG, Steph, and Booker, you know, that is.
I understand, the PG argument.
People want to see Steph Curry. Like, I can't get mad at that.
Steph and PG, I guess you can't. Man, Steph just dropped fucking 40-something in a damn double overtime thriller.
But I don't hear anybody going like, man, I really want to see PG in an All-Star game. Like, I haven't seen
Exactly. That's so funny. Exactly. Like, he's not like – he doesn't get this, like, star pass, I don't think. Like, he's just putting in good work. That's all he's doing. He's putting in good work.
Y'all crazy.
He said, I ain't never heard no nigga say, man, I need to give me a pair of the Paul Georges.
Oh, my God. Y'all echo. First off, Podcast P will be incredible at the All-Star game. You know how many interviews he's going to be able to get off and facilitate? Come on, man. Think of the goddamn media.
Do you think that he was given spots on his pod for All-Star votes?
Come on now. Hey. Come on now. Think smarter, not harder.
Who do we put in over Steph? Like, well, I'd say Booker and PG. Who do you put in? De'Aaron Fox and...
I think De'Aaron Fox is like the biggest snub of both conferences. He just deserves to be an All-Star.
Yeah, I said it in the group chat to you guys, but Sabonis, I definitely thought Sabonis has been playing his ass off. I would have loved to see
Sabonis. I personally would have had Sabonis over Cat as far as consistent play this year.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
Top 60, recency bias.
And I think the funniest thing also that I saw about All-Star yesterday was the fact that Doc Rivers has a chance to coach the East and All-Star team.
Bro, this nigga can't even coach his own team yet.
So Doc is 0-2 as the Bucks coach, but due to the rules, Joe Mays can't be the coach of the East and All-Stars back-to-back.
So, oh, really? I did not know that.
That was a report on TNT. I didn't either. I was like, this must be new.
I think it's more of just like coaches don't want to do it. So that's why, like, I don't want to. I feel like the coaches are like, I'm not doing this back to back.
Yeah, they're trying to go on vacation too because it's a longer break now. Yeah. So yeah. I think last night when they were reporting that it was before the games, the Sixers, the Knicks, and the Cavs all had to lose for it to be confirmed, and all three of them won. So we are in the running for Ben's coach, JB Bickerstaff, still to also be a candidate to coach this All-Star game.
And honestly, I want to see Tibbs. I want to see Tibbs run these.
I was just about to say, into the ground. I want to see Tibbs calling timeouts out the gate when they blowing us up. Hey, come here. Come here. I want to see it. I want to see him play Giannis 43 minutes. Fuck that. Yeah, Tibbs, bring it. That's exactly what I was going with, Ben. I want to see Tibbs as the Eastern All-Star coach. So we do have a shot. But if Doc Rivers coaches the East team, that is kind of crazy. Kenny Smith suggested last night he should give all of his pay to Adrian Griffin if he coaches the Eastern All-Star team.
You know, that'd be nice.
He said, I had a chance to coach the team, and they fired me. I almost was the Eastern All-Star coach.
This is just a tangent for me, but I was like yesterday years old when I found out that AJ Griffin is the son of Adrian Griffin. Did you guys know that?
I did. Okay. Really?
I found that out.
That's funny. He's good at Duke. I mean, and he's not even in a rotation in the Hawks anymore. That's crazy. All right, I think that's enough. All star, we're about 2 weeks away.
One more question: who y'all got, Steph or Sabrina Ionescu?
Nah.
Can we bet on? Is that going to be able to be bet on?
I hope so. There's no way I'm not betting on Sabrina. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I bet on Sabrina too. Is that crazy?
No, I don't. I just think it's tailor-made for her to win something like that. I mean, I've only seen Steph in 2 3-point contests.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost a skill. And I remember what she did. I saw the clip after it went viral, him talking about it on the court with Potts. And I'm just like, oh, no, she's a – this is not just a sniper. Like, she – you know what I mean? The way she's getting around that motherfucking rack, she knows what she's doing. She done been through a couple 3-point competitions. And I just Nah, I'm putting all my money on Sabrina. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's on Sabrina.
I think I might bet on Sabrina, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nice pick. Set that up.
Yeah.
If it's between Sabrina or Steph, I'm gonna take Sam Merrill. That's what I'm gonna do.
What the? How did? Are we at like three?
I'm sorry. I gotta stop. I know. I gotta stop with him. But he better be in the 3-point competition. But let's be a little careful. When we're pitting the genders against each other, like people's true colors show, you know, the incels are coming out for this one. I'm telling you.
I didn't even think about the gender war aspect. Oh, you're right. This could get ugly. Yeah, okay. any dunk contests? We're over the dunk contest. I don't even want to get hyped up for any more dunk contests in my life unless they bring it out. Fucking, there's not even a person I want to see. All-Star news aside, I think some of the players have been ready for All-Star at least the last 2 weeks because the injury bug is sweeping the league right now this week. I mean, the biggest injury, I mean, we could just get right into it. Ben Simmons, man, he went down, bro. Ben Simmons came back. He came back. He was making a major impact, as the Brooklyn Nets social media team indicated, and went down. Is it a swollen knee? He's already back injured. Ben Simmons, he came back.
He just can't catch a break, man. I feel so bad for the guy. He just really can't catch a break.
Unfortunate. Yeah. Super unfortunate. I'm not laughing at Ben Simmons. I'm just super, super unfortunate situation with Ben there.
You know he wants to be out there. You know he's working hard. He wants to be out there with his teammates. You know
with everything in his soul.
Ben Simmons is an anti-capitalist icon, and I won't let y'all put dirt on that man's name. He's fighting for the people right now. He's showing that, get this money from these corporations and then do a bad job.
He's bringing the money back down. Yes.
For niggas like me. Thank you, light-skinned Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Ben, is he on your never give generational wealth to? Is he on that list?
Yeah, for sure. But Niles has brought up a good point. Maybe we should give these people generational wealth, you know?
Mm.
You know, they're going to spend it on like fast food the whole time. That money's going to trickle down and get out of the hands of these owners.
All right, let's get to the serious injuries. Sunday, I was, or was it Saturday? Saturday, 27th, right? I was texting the group chat, the guys, and I was showing them my bets. I was getting ready to get into my bag. Had some great bets lined up for that Nuggets and Sixers game. Oh, we finally were getting our Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic matchup, and out of fucking nowhere, 3 minutes before tip, Joel Embiid is ruled out. Now, was I pissed? 1,000% all of my bets hit except that Embiid one. But I was also like, yo, why the fuck wasn't he on the injury report? This is nasty. Yeah. If he had something, let us know. Come on, man. I would have never. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. I was disappointed. So I think it started to cry throughout the entire NBA community. Everybody was a little mad about that Joker and Embiid game. We just wanted to see it in Denver. And then
bro, you just dropped 70. It was kind of like a movie trailer, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, bro, when the Titans get together, like, this is about to be a game, bro. Like, I was hyped. Mm-hmm. I was actually going to watch the game. And then he ducked Jokic like these white comics be ducking me on these lineups, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't believe it. It was very upsetting. I was going to shit too. I mean, I was gonna bet on Jokic, but
yep. I mean, yeah, my money was all on Joker. I thought he was whooping ass. Revenge game. Yeah, I was so I definitely was disappointed, and I definitely. All right, so it looked like I think it was a ducking out of smoke. No matter what happened, he probably shouldn't have played that Warriors game because a couple days later on national TV, everybody had been berating him. Saying he should have played. He's got to play the 65 games. We talked about it here last week to make the MVP race. And he goes out there, plays in that Warriors game, and he's moping around. And then he fucking just falls over. Falls on somebody, and it's a torn meniscus. I thought it wasn't serious at first, but a torn meniscus.
Is it officially a torn meniscus? I haven't seen, an official report that, he actually tore it.
Hold on. I thought I saw torn meniscus. Hold on. Go back to watch. Yeah, I thought I saw torn meniscus.
But no, I canceled keep the going, date yeah. for Nuggets Sixers, you know.
I can't believe you.
I could have gone on a date with a nice girl, but I wanted to watch Embiid and Jokic bang their bodies together. And
you should be able to sue Embiid for malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. We telling the hoes no for you, Joel. Ain't shit, man.
And so,
yeah. Okay, you're right. Woj reported an injured lateral meniscus in his left knee. Okay.
He thought he was fresh in that Louis V. Nigga.
Oh, when he came out in that Louis V bubble jacket and sat on that sideline, I could never have been more infuriated.
I had slurs in my mind. I ain't saying them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of discontentment to Joel, but now he is.
You keep those slurs up there, up in there.
Yeah, this Joel injury, though, if it is, I mean, I think any meniscus injury, because you were trying to keep him fresh for the playoffs. I mean, I think his MVP hopes is pretty much over.
Yeah, I think the 65-game thing is done. Like, unless he gets some type of exception, I think he's done.
He could only miss six more.
I think it was five more at that point, and they played a game last night. So,
yeah, that's big.
Yeah, I think it's.
He had 50, though.
And one assist. The homies bet on the over on the 6.5 assists, and that one assist was crazy all night. But he's getting the full Zach LaVine game on. You heard what Pat Bev told him.
What?
You know what I mean? Oh, he said the Christmas game they lost to the Heat. Pat Bev walked up to him like, "Hey, yo, fucking Tyrese, I'm gonna say it, and nobody else gonna say it to you. You suck tonight. You got to be better when Joel not here. Hey, I thought you was an all-star. You got to be better." And that's why you pick up Pat Bev, because He just shits on your young guys. You know what I mean? Reinforcement, positive reinforcement. Yeah, you know what I mean? From Pat Bev. Mm-hmm. But I'm very worried, though.
On the squad.
Yeah, I'm still worried. Like, no Embiid. If Embiid is even – this is every time we get to the playoffs. If Embiid is even hobbled again, this is just like what is their future? I don't care what they trade if he's just going to be a shell of himself now.
The move, the roster moves don't matter if he can't play.
Right. Yeah, this is unfortunate. So, I hope he's not.
Do you think they even try to shake the roster up at all with him being hurt?
I think you kind of still – you have to. I mean, it isn't a season-ending injury. I mean – oh my goodness! I don't know how long you hold him out for, even if it isn't that serious, because you're like, oh, I still gotta ramp back up. Oh my goodness!
They're dropping in the standings too. Like they gotta cut water a little bit. I would just prioritize just not being in the play-in right now. Just like the sixth seed's fine, we'll take the sixth seed if we can get it.
Cavs and Knicks have definitely both. Yeah, they are definitely in danger. That Cavs and Knicks are on fire right now, and oh my goodness. Yeah, you got to make a trade. Ben's right. You don't want to be in that play-in. Joel is going to be back, so you do want to have one of those top six seeds. Ugh. Very unfortunate for the Sixers. Very unfortunate for the Sixers. Let's hope Joel gets better. But speaking of the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks just lost the bully himself, Julius Randle. I was just watching Julius Randle drive his shoulder into everybody's chest that game. And next thing you know, what do you know? Tore that shoulder right on up. tore right on up. Julius Randle. What was the official? Oh, let me pull it up. Sorry. Okay. Dislocated his right shoulder. Will be reevaluated in 2-3 weeks. Julius Randle's now out, but they went and took care of business against Halliday and the Pacers last night. No OG Anunoby. Still no Mitchell Robinson. No Julius Randle. And the real all-star starter, Jalen Brunson. Just keeps trading. Shout out to the Dante DiVincenzo game they got last night. The Knicks, man, you're just joking about Tibbs coaching the motherfucking All-Star game. What the hell is the Knicks ceiling? Is there's another trade? I had a fake trade for him last week. What the hell is the Knicks ceiling? I mean, Julius Randle, he's such a bully. They dislocated his shoulder, popping it right back in. He'll be back in 2 weeks. He's just missing one pay period. This is getting out of control, but I'm starting to like this Knicks team a lot. Or maybe I'm just getting Knicks fever. I just want to see Madison Square Garden home games in the playoffs.
We all do. When the Knicks are good, the league is better. But I see them as a second-round exit.
Ooh, wow.
If no moves are made.
Which isn't bad. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I think they for sure get out of the first round.
Unless they rematch with the Cavs. But, no, I've been getting a little bit of a fever. I've been feeling it a little bit with the Knicks as well. How good is Jalen Brunson? Like, I don't know. He's better this year than he was last year. Like, if you want to call him a top five point guard in the league, I guess you're it's okay to say that. Can he be a number one on a championship team? I still think no. So that's why I still think, like, I don't think they have what it takes to make it to a conference finals or a finals until they get that guy. But who knows? Okay. Who knows? Maybe you don't need that guy anymore. But
Becky Hammon might do another interview before the playoff starts. And he might average 45. That white woman pissed him off. That nigga has been destroying niggas since Becky Hammon said that shit, bro. I feel every time I watch a game, I feel bad for anybody guarding him. Because it's like no one's in front of him. He's getting to the rim every time. It doesn't matter who guards him. They'll switch and put like a wing on him, like that 6'8", 6'9". It doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah, like he would be
different shit right now.
He would just be so annoying to guard because he just starts and stops and starts and stops like a conveyor belt that's like janky, and it's just like you can never get a rhythm to like how he's like.
He got that herky jerky old man game. Like, it reminds me a lot of like Darren Williams, some of the, even the Jason Kidd post up stuff. Like, one, I mean, I just really got to say, Mark Cuban, you are an idiot. I am so glad you sold the Dallas Mavericks. I am still, I'm glad that Nico Harrison has complete control of basketball operations. Now, you are, keep them in your head, Ben said. Mark, I guess, okay. Before,
no one gets called a buffoon anymore. We need to bring that back.
I was about to get into, actually, I was going to shit on Mark, but I'm gonna let it go. I want to talk about Luka really quick, but let's stay in the East though, because Ben keeps bringing up this Cavs Knicks matchup. The Cavs on fire. Cavs on
they
fire.
Still are.
Still on fire.
They beat the Clippers. We beat the Clippers.
That was a great game. Y'all beat the hottest team in the league. Y'all really are the hottest team in the league. Now y'all beat the hottest team in the league. How you feeling about this Cavs thing? Mobley is back. DG is back. JB Bickerstaff could be the coach of the Eastern All-Stars. How are we feeling? I mean, a couple months ago, we were trading Donovan Mitchell to the Warriors.
Yeah, and now, yeah. I you know, that's why maybe I shouldn't be a GM. You know, I'm a little too, I guess.
Yeah.
I get a little too over. I overreact, maybe.
And you ready to give generational wealth to Sam Merrill?
Yes. Mm. I don't know. I'm pretty fine with just riding it out. Like, there are players who just aren't getting minutes on our – like, I think Craig Porter Jr. should be getting minutes, but there's no minutes for him. Sam Merrill should be getting more minutes, but there's not enough minutes for him. Caris LeVert should be getting less minutes. But
that's too many minutes for him, huh?
Yeah. So I just think we ride it out. I mean, I'm fine if we get, like a bigger wing. But then I just don't want minutes taken away from like any of these guys, because people are finally playing well. And I think the Evan Mobley, Darius Garland injury was like the best thing to happen for this team, because it forced JB to actually give these players consistent minutes, which he wasn't doing last year. And I think, like, if you want players to improve, if you want to develop players, you just have to ride or die with them for like a couple weeks at least to see what they got. It can't be a game to game basis. Can't be a week to week basis. Like, if you're trying to develop young players, you need to live with the bumps and bruises.
You talked last week about a guy you might have liked for them to trade for, and Dorian Finney-Smith. I don't know if this report was real. I saw it on one of the I just saw it online, but the Nets might have turned down two first rounders for Dorian Finney. And let me tell the Nets something right now.
Just lying.
Y'all something right now. Y'all ain't turned down two firsts for no damn Dorian Finney-Smith. That report better be fake. But yes. I like write it out. I like what you, do you think Donovan Mitchell wants to write it out?
So I've become like a little more optimistic about our chances of keeping him long term, just because the Knicks seem to just be doing their own thing. They don't seem to be operating like if like Donovan Mitchell will come. Like, I feel like the suitors for Donovan Mitchell, there's becoming less of them, and like it's becoming like it's making more sense for him personally to just sign the extension with the Cavs. So, but if he doesn't re-sign it, if he doesn't sign the extension in the summer, I think he must be traded, because I think if he wants to stay, he should know, like, if he's not going to stay, if he, like, this summer, if he's like, I don't know what I want to do, it's probably not stay in Cleveland the next summer.
Right.
So, but I will say he's been playing really well. He's been making a lot smarter plays. He's been playmaking, like, way better than he did last year. Like, I think he's, like, really improved this year. So, I'd like to see that.
Okay. A lot of Cavs optimism climbing in the East right now. I guess, as Ben keeps saying, the Knicks' worst nightmare. Can we talk about? I want to keep staying in the East. Now, your team last night played an impressive game without Anthony Davis and LeBron, and but even a bad.
We might not have Vando anymore now.
Yeah, I just saw that report right before we started, but Trade machine D'Lo is, I mean, he wasn't cooking last night. He bricked a lot of shots, but Austin Reeves woke up last night for some and beat the number one seed in the NBA, the Boston Celtics.
He did.
And it gave me and the homie before the game were talking about just like, so, man, y'all be on that pod just talking, man. Man, nobody beating the Nuggets, bro. Like, you got to have one of them guys to even beat the Nuggets. Like, and it's only five or six of those guys. And we started naming the guys, and Jason Tatum wasn't one of those guys.
Spicy right now.
I think Jason Tatum might be the modern day Paul George, Carmelo Anthony. In 2022, during Jason Tatum's impressive game six, 46-point performance, is impressive. He slaughtered the Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. It was his goddamn ring for the taking. Up 2-1 on Steph Curry, and a 33-year-old started balling the fuck out. And he sat there and watched it happen. Yeah. Any guy I know top six, one of them guys, Joker, Giannis, Luka, I'm putting Shea in there now. Let me not say Shea yet. But Booker, KD, hey man, Kawhi. Oh no, we going down swinging. I'm going down in a fight. And he just went down. He just crumpled. Y'all, JT, I just didn't see it. I mean, we talking about losing to the Heat last year. He was a shot away in 2022 from also not making it to that NBA Finals. This is the best team he's ever had. And all I saw in that Nuggets game was a team that just wasn't ready. Same thing in the Clippers game. I think the same problems will continue to rise. And I told you guys in the offseason, if you betting on fucking Porzingis, you're betting wrong, dog. This nigga was in the reports trying to call him Pau Gasol today, y'all. He said Porzingis. I'm like, Kobe. Kobe needed Pau. Porzingis for like my missing piece. Oh, this nigga's delusional. He's crazy. You have to do it.
I wanted to bring that up. I was like, do y'all think Jason Tatum really feels that way about Porzingis? Or is that just his way of being like, hey, nigga, come on. Like, tighten up.
No, I think he really feels that way about himself being the next Kobe.
That's Anthony Edwards. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. We'll get to those that dog later. But
it's just like, and the Carmelo Anthony comparison is nasty because I can't ever say Melo played on a team this talented.
I mean, what would the best team be? The 09 Nuggets, 2013 Knicks, one of those teams. Yeah. But yeah, this team is incredible. This team that he's on right now is incredible. And I still don't think it's enough. Like, I feel like if Giannis made a decent trade at the deadline, he don't want to see Giannis in those series again. Game six, 46 aside, I get it. Giannis was playing with half of Chris Middleton then.
Yeah.
Before I let Ben go, because I asked one of the homies, I said, yo, what was that exact thing you were saying about Jason Tatum the other day? And he said, he just ain't got it. He can't climb to the apex. It's not in the cards for him. He just don't have enough star power. When we talk about getting in that playoff basketball, in that half-court offense, who can create offense, who can create shots for themselves at the highest level, I got this no matter what, time and time again. And Jason Tatum is young, so we've been talking about him since 19 to now, and he's still only, what is this, 26?
Yeah.
I just don't see it, fellas. I don't see it with Jason Tatum, and unfortunately not for the Celtics.
I thought he was going to take that step in that Heat playoff series last year.
But the one Derek White saved them in. Okay.
He still ended up losing.
Yeah.
Getting outplayed by Caleb Martin is crazy.
That's always been like my concern with Jason Tatum. He's definitely top 10 talent, but does he got what it takes? Like, I always think about him and Devin Booker for some reason. I don't know why they're so comparable to me, but
light-skinned brother.
Would I rather have Devin Booker or Jason Tatum? And for some reason, when I watch Devin Booker in the playoffs versus Jason Tatum, I'm just like, I want Devin Booker on my team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In three playoffs, we've only gotten three playoff experiences with Devin Booker. And I think the worst one was that 2022 second round versus the Mavericks. But outside of those closing games, that game six and game seven for him, I've seen nothing but just, I mean, a dog. JT,
I'm going to write it down. What's the name? February 2nd. Yep. Corey says Jason Tatum cannot do it. I'm going to write it down.
can we think about some two dogs that I think can do it in the West while we over here in the West? We got the Timberwolves Thunder rematch this week, and it was everything I thought it would be. These two, I think they really don't like each other. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards is who I'm talking about. Yeah. When they played a couple weeks ago and the Timberwolves lost, Ant-Man said, yo, it's so hard to guard Shai. He gets every call he wants. Every call he wants, you can barely touch him. Mm-hmm. And so after the Timberwolves come out victorious in this game, reporter asks, hey, Ant, yo, how'd you guys do it? Says, man, I don't know, and I'm going to take the fine. Because them niggas, we still wasn't getting no calls. I'm getting hit smacked all up and down the basket.
Ooh-wee. That was legendary.
And I love the clip everybody got going around and going to the basket and dunking it. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander clearly clamping onto his arm as he's going to the basket. This is my new favorite young rivalry. I think we need Timberwolves Thunder in the playoffs. This is what we thought we were getting from Ant-Man and Ja. We are here. We need the Shai and we need the Ant playoff series. We need seven games of this.
We need it. I think it would go seven too.
Yeah, I think these two teams, they both like think the same thing of themselves. They both think that they're like the next man up in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the Thunder make a little move to get bigger.
What move is that? I saw Jakob Poeltl to the Thunder trade that I kind of like. And
I was like Poeltl or Plumlee maybe.
Hell, I wish Steven Adams was playing. They could have gave up three goddamn seconds.
He'd bring him back to OKC?
Bring him home.
That'd be cool.
They play so much like five out. And like, I just like would want to bring someone in, a center in who could shoot. And that could be like, I guess, Wendell Carter again, if they think they can nab him. Or like a Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk. Instead of going to go get Laurie, you go get Kelly. Kelly's a great playoff performer, too. Game seven, Kelly Olynyk right there.
Kelly can play well with his OKC team.
Woo! Yeah, I love it. And you know what's crazy, though? I saw Gilbert Arenas saying, yo, he would pick, future-wise, Ant-Man over Shai. But, y'all, I'm not going to lie. Right now, I do think Shai is still better than
easy.
Go ahead.
He just gets to every spot on the floor. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, mid-range. And like, his jumper is kind of – it's like a weird mechanic. But, like, the way he can get his three off is just – I don't know, man. Like, he looks like I can really score 45 if I want to, but I got other guys I got to get involved.
Yeah, I don't really get that argument. Like, future-wise, you'll take Ant. Well, like, now-wise, Shai is top five. Like, so you're
right.
So is Ant going to be the best player in the league? Who knows? Maybe. But, like, yeah, I'm taking Shai right now. And I think he's, like, a level above Ant right now. Just because he'll make smarter decisions on offense. Mm-hmm. Ant still will just chuck it up sometimes.
He wouldn't sit there and watch a nigga score 60 and let the team lose.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Ant is what I do like, though. Ant's trying to go out there like Kobe. He is trying to – I'm going out shooting through this double team, whether you like it or not. Yeah. And that's just still – I mean, it's immaturity. It's definitely not high basketball IQ. That is why you get cussed out by Chris Finch. But I do like Ant's. You talking about five? I still would like that Timberwolves team, even as shorthanded as we thought. I just think defensively, it's gonna be hard. I mean, I don't think a guy like Chet's gonna play Gobert off the floor the way he's been played off the floor in previous playoff series.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
And so I just do like this T-Wolf team. And I know both these teams are probably like one move away. I think Tyus Jones, I just saw the report yesterday, Tyus Jones, they're willing to move Tyus Jones for second rounder. So if that's the case, the Timberwolves should be at the front of that list. Yeah. And as well as OKC just getting another big body in there to contend with the Timberwolves and the Nuggets and just to be, you know, beefier going into that series. But, oh, I'm yeah. – my two favorite things about these two guys is that they also play defense. I love that Shea and Ant both get down in that stance and they lock
Yeah,
down.
I will say –
unlike my guy.
Like, defensively, I'll take the future Ant over Shea. Mm. Ant really looks like he can, like, lock up some people on the perimeter, like, when he's really in it. What do you guys think about the trade deadline next Thursday? Do you think it's going to be active? Do you think we're getting a lot of stuff? I have the feeling that, like, a lot of shit's going to go down.
Yeah.
That's my sixth sense.
I do. That Rich Paul doesn't put out that LeBron. First off, when did LeBron request a trade?
That's what
Rich Paul. This was the weirdest report we got today. Rich Paul told us LeBron ain't request a trade and he ain't looking for a trade today before we got on this pod. And I'm just so confused of when was this thing even going down?
Gosh, it'd be so funny if he asked for a trade, Pub. Oh, I would love that.
LaMoody. I 1,000% think we about to get a hella move. I think, like I said last week, I think the only teams that probably won't be looking to make trades, they'll be looking for buyouts, is the Nuggets and the Celtics. I think everybody else is looking for one or two more guys. I think it's this old Russillo memo that I always quote. Yo, for a lot of trades to happen, we need a lot of sellers. And I do think we have sellers going on right now in the NBA. We just saw the Grizzlies were open for business. We know the Chicago Bulls and the Raptors are open for business. I think the Utah Jazz are open for business. We got the tanking fucking Hornets. The Hornets are watching Steve Clifford get kicked out of games and throwing parties on the bench. Those guys got to get broken up. We got a lot of sellers, and I think we're going to get a lot of buyers. A lot of teams think they're contenders this year. We talk about the top seven in the East. We're talking about, you know, all the way down to the Suns and that big four in the West. I guess that would make it five. And how much you believe in the Lakers. Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of movement this week. Give me your craziest trade you cooked up. Give me a couple.
So I went like the exact opposite of crazy. All my trades have like themes. Like I first like started off with like, hey, which trades make the most sense for like both sides to do? And then I have like crazy fun trades. But I would say one of the hottest names on the trade market right now is DeJounte Murray. And like, what team do I think has the assets and should go after him? And I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. They're really doing nothing. Like there's no reason for them to tank. They don't have their picks. They have a lot of picks. They just don't have their picks. So there's no reason for them to tank. So I just think like trading DeJounte for Spencer Dinwiddie and a couple of first round picks, like that makes them better. Like DeJounte and Mikal Bridges, like that just, you know, it makes them better. It's at least a little more fun if you're in the Nets organization. You have acquired more talent. So, I'd like to see the Nets, like, try to compete, I guess.
I do not want to see Ben Simmons' outfits in any type of play-in playoff series. Can I tell you that? The Jonte to the Nets, I like that. They have the assets. You think the Hawks want a big haul for DeJounte? Are they thinking they're getting some type of big haul for DeJounte Murray?
I think at least two first-round picks. And not the best first-round picks, but the Nets have a lot of different ones that they can throw their way. But, yeah, I think I'd give up two firsts for DeJounte, I think.
Okay, I do think DeJounte Murray is still worth first round capital. I just think multiple draft assets at this point. he's kind of a distressed asset. Like, that team isn't winning because of him or despite of him. I think DeJounte Murray's value is being gassed because of how bad Zach LaVine's contract is in this market. Wow. Yeah, you might be right, though. DeJounte, I just think DeJounte is going to the West Coast. If he's not a Laker, he should be a Warrior. I think those two teams. We're gonna see some clutch magic. Brooklyn, man,
anything about Zach LaVine lately. So that take makes sense. Like, I feel like, yeah, people are like, all right, well, we're not gonna take Zach LaVine. Let's overpay for DeJounte Murray now.
Yeah, Zach LaVine will be a Bull. Zach LaVine, you are a Bull. Unfortunately for Cody White, I know you are a Bull.
Especially because he's hurt now too. Like, mm-hmm. He's not even playing. It's so hard to trade a player that's not playing currently.
And I hadn't even realized the contract hadn't even really kicked in yet. So it's like it's early in that thing too. Yeah, it's bad out here. That if you're the Bulls, give me another trade. I don't even go in my narrative. Give me another one, Ben.
You'll like this one. This is a Mavs one.
Okay.
It's a Mavs Magic one. I think, like, the Magic, they just desperately need a guard who can just shoot threes. They just desperately need someone like that. So would they do Markel Fultz for Tim Hardaway straight up?
Straight up. I love that. I don't have to worry about freaking Dante Exum, whose shooting has fell off a cliff. I'm glad you haven't brought that up. Derrick Jones Jr. as well. I do need a new point of attack defender. I love Markel Fultz as a Maverick.
They both make the same amount of money. I think they're both, like, since Markel's going to be a free agent after this season, I don't know. I think they're both, like, of equal value or, like, around equal value. So, and I could see the Magic doing it. Like, they need, like, just they need someone who can chuck up threes and make threes. So,
and that's what Tim does. He chucks them. Mm-hmm. He throws them up there. Yeah.
He won't get in the way of Cole Anthony at all.
Ooh. I like that one, though. I do like that.
Also, you could also do Jonathan Isaac for Tim Hardaway. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think, like, Jonathan Isaac is super good. And, of course, if he was paired with Luka, that would be good.
Yeah, that pick and roll. I mean, well, one, I'm just thinking about his defense mainly. And I think the main thing the Mavericks still need, point of attack defense aside, is a goddamn guy that can rebound. I think the Grant Williams signing, I'm not worried about it. I know I've been talking shit, but I'm not worried about Grant. I'm just worried about our ability to be able to rebound in the playoff. I mean, even getting into a play-in type of scenario, I just think we're still not big enough. I know that's why they're looking at Kyle Kuzma and wanting to reunite with Dorian Finney. So I would love the Jonathan Isaac thing because we just need more size. We need more size. We are small. Derek Lively is 150 pounds. So we definitely just need more size. I like Jonathan Isaac. I mean, I think it's more of a project, and I'm kind of with you. With my Mavs thing, I'm kind of in that Cavs round with you where I'm like, if it doesn't make sense, I want to ride it out. I don't want to trade Grant. I do not want to trade the first rounder. I'm down to ship out anything else. I mean, I saw a report saying we shouldn't trade Omax or anything. I'm like, get his ass. I don't even know what Omax is. Jason Kidd won't play him, so I don't know. I would like the Mavs to stay put. I mean, I was singing a different tune after Luka's 73-point game. I thought, oh, yeah, we gotta make a move for it. But I'm like, that's kind of why you don't. We got Luka Doncic. We're going to be competitive regardless, as long as this team is competent. This isn't last season, so I kind of want them to ride it out. Mavs get three first-rounders in the offseason. Tim Hardaway will be an expiring next year. I mean, we can get rid of Tim Hardaway with something, package it with, like, Josh Green and go get something. That's different, but I don't want to give away any of the young guys or Grant or the first yet. I think we could ride this out, and then we could still be competitive. You don't want to see 73-point Luka in any series.
So when I was doing the trade on the trade machine, the number one player trending on the trade machine right now is LeBron James. So
what?
That is fun. I mean, So do I have a LeBron James trade on this piece of paper? I do, but I want to
save it for last. No, no. Okay, save it for last. Okay. I'd say I definitely want to hear a LeBron trade.
It's fun to trade LeBron. It's a lot of fun. Because, you know, his team did win without him last night. And AD.
Wow.
And LeBron AD could opt out of his contract in the summer and just go right back to the Lakers. So he could do some future asset building by getting traded and then just coming back.
That is nasty. Talking about future asset building. Oh, my goodness.
Should I keep on going with the trades?
Oh, please. I love it. We trade bonanza. Trade.
So those were like my two like most practical trades. But then doing practical trades is just boring. It's just really boring to just do things that might happen. So I went a little bigger with this one. Of course, this is going to be a three teamer. So it's a lot more fun with the Sixers, Hawks, and Pistons. And this is the Sixers' journey of collecting both the Bogdanoviches. Okay, both the Bogdanoviches are coming to the Sixers. Tobias Harris, we're sending you back to where it all started in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And the Hawks are getting the Joe Harris expiring, and then a first and a second. The Pistons are also getting a first. So they're both the Sixers are trading two firsts and Tobias Harris for both the Bogdanoviches.
Both Bogs. Wow. 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 So you'd be closing with MB, Maxi, both Bogdanoviches and what, Batum? Oh, my goodness.
Maybe. Maybe you only end up putting one on the closing lineup, but just to have, like, just shoot.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to put it. I do like it. Okay. Okay, I like that. That's fine.
Then, well, that brings me to an actual Sixers trade that I just read might be happening. Apparently, they've been exploring ways how they could bring DeMar DeRozan to Philly.
I told you it should be the package of DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso, and that's where you put those two first.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either for the Sixers. That might even make more sense with the defensive Alex Caruso. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Caruso with Maxi is crazy.
Caruso, Maxi, and DeRozan, do you think they could carry the team in the playoffs?
They could. I'm slowly falling in love with Caruso and Maxi, just like running the fast break. Like that team would run so fast. Embiid would just never be in the picture. He would just always be dragged behind.
I mean, I'm going to my player.
I would love that squad. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I would love that squad. I mean, you need a Caruso. I mean, what you gonna do with Jalen Brunson? What you gonna do with Jalen Brunson? You don't wanna see. Cause the Cavs sure don't want to see no Jalen. Okay, this is Cavs. Yeah, I like that. I like that. The Sixers, I think, outside of the Brooklyns and the Utahs and I think the Sixers they're the contender with the most assets that's not named the Warriors. Do you not have a Warriors trade on there? No way we were getting through this episode without shitting on Golden State. I mean, talking Golden State again.
Like I thought about it. It's involving Andrew Wiggins. And I was really thinking about like what team could motivate Andrew Wiggins, like what team could like reignite that fire, and I just don't have much hope in that. I thought about just sending him back to Minnesota for Cat. That that doesn't make that much sense, because I think the Warriors, they want to get off that money. Yeah. So I don't think they want to take in multiple years of more money. I think they really want to get off that money, and I just couldn't find a way to do that.
Yeah, and I think, Andrew Wiggins' value is even – is it worse than when they got him? Even coming off that impressive 2022 finals where he outplayed Jason Tatum?
That dude just needs to like somehow come back or be motivated. I don't know. Because what he got traded, they traded like D'Angelo Russell and like a first round pick. I think that was maybe. Or I'll look up the trade, but
yeah, I know it was the D'Lo Wiggins.
But they should do something because like the Warriors, I don't think they're barely a play-in team. Like I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make the play-in.
I mean, Steph played the best game of the season and still lost the other night in that double overtime. I mean, that was indicative right there. Everything I needed to see. And like I said, I mean, we've been here giving Kuminga all of the love, but I mean, Kuminga and Steph can't. Kuminga and Steph ain't running through the West. No. And I don't think Kuminga, you know, the more I was thinking about it, as Kuminga kept getting good these last couple weeks, I was just thinking maybe he shouldn't be on this Warriors team. Maybe Kuminga's the piece that has to go. Because Kuminga's not looking to play championship basketball. He's trying to get buckets and get paid. let him go get buckets and get paid somewhere else. I don't know what that – I mean, maybe he's a I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That Warriors thing is just so bottomed out. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, I thought about like Andrew Wiggins for Gordon Hayward's expiring, just straight up. I feel like if I'm the Hornets, I would have to get more back if I'm taking on that Andrew Wiggins money. So I would like want like Moses Moody and like a pick or something.
The
Hornets are like the team that I would be most surprised don't do anything more by next Thursday. Oh. Since they do have a new ownership group, like I do think they're just going to pick who they want and then try to trade everyone else, which yeah, I think it's just LaMelo, Brandon Miller, Mark Williams. I think anyone else.
Yeah, that's the only three.
Everybody else.
Miles Bridges, I told you. That report came out this week. Miles Bridges and the Suns have been linked together. I think Miles Bridges is the Sun. I know PJ Washington's been linked to the Mavericks. Gordon Hayward's out of there. I think Nick Richards, I don't know what teams are trading for Nick Richards, but I've heard his name in so many trades. He is terrible, but I think he's going to be gone too. You got the other Martin twin over there, the other Martin twin for a reason. Yeah, I do think they're going to clean house. That's why I said it's a lot of sellers. We got a lot of sellers, a lot of people.
Yeah.
That could be, you know what I mean? That definitely should be on the move. It would make sense to them. It would behoove the powers that be. How many of those Pistons guys you think are getting out of there? Just Alec Burks and Bogdanovich?
I know who not getting out of there.
There's been fucking
life sentence, my dog.
I mean, there's been Zach LaVine buzz to the Pistons.
I saw that, but
that is nasty.
And it's desperate for sure. I can see the idea around it. But you have Jaden Ivey. I would just ride or die with Jaden Ivey right now.
Jaden Ivey, the truth. I've been trying to tell you. Him and Durant. Him and Jalen Duren. Come on now.
Who's making, like, who wants the Pistons role players?
I mean,
I will say that the Pistons did play pretty well against the Cavs this week, and they did beat the Thunder a night before they played the Cavs. They got Monte Morris back, which is huge, and they got Bojan Bogdanovic back. Monte Morris, he was looking okay, but I could definitely see, because he's only played like 3 or 4 games this year.
Y'all want y'all's teams to trade for those guys?
I like Monte Morris. Like I think like he could be helpful to a playoff team, but he just hasn't played. He looked a little slow getting back, but he still looked fine. But they have a lot more veterans that are getting playing time. So the Pistons, they've been playing better.
Okay. Alec Burks would 1,000% be a good Maverick, a better Maverick than Tim Hardaway. He would know to not look off Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. There's just something Alec Burks would fall in line to. You know what I mean? Bogdanovich would actually guard people and get rebounds, unlike Grant Williams. Like it would be a great change for me. Any of those Trailblazers guys not named Malcolm Brogdon? Like, do we see Jeremy Grant get moved? Is Aiden untradeable again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, I think
like they're the only team that won it.
Yeah, we're gonna look back on this Dame haul that they got. Like, give it a couple years, but if they sold house and they got and DeAndre Ayton was someone they wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys do Jeremy Grant for Andrew Wiggins straight up? If you're the Warriors, I think you'd probably do it since you want to get, but that's still just like a lot of money coming back, and they want to get off that money. So I don't know if they would do it.
I do think trade it somewhere.
I just think we just talk about Clay is done, man. I think that Clay. Oh my god, that unless you're the Warriors, are you thinking that Clay and Chris Paul money is just coming off the books and you're not paying?
Yeah, that money, and you probably bring Clay back for like, I don't know, $15 million a year or something. $15-17 million a year.
That's the legend discount. That's the legend one right there, huh?
Yeah, if he wasn't Clay, it'd be more with like the mid level, like that.
I don't want to pay him 15.
Yeah. This has gotten out of control with Clay. Any moves to the Pelicans? The Pelicans have been like I wouldn't say in limbo, but they were killing it a couple weeks ago. They've kind of cooled off. Any Pelicans moves, or we just don't care about Zion?
And they got to make a decision. Like, are they building around Zion, or is Brandon Ingram a better player to build around? Like, I feel like they really haven't made a decision on, like, they haven't gone all in on Zion. Like, if they want to go all in on Zion, they need to start getting players who will play better, who fit. Because Zion, like, I feel like you got to have a center that shoots, or like you at least got to try that out. Like, it can't be Jonas Valanciunas anymore. Like, you at least got to have a center who can like chuck it up. So I Wendell Carter, I'll bring him up again, but I don't even like him that much. But he can just at least shoot threes.
Yeah. I guess the last thing I want to ask you guys, well, it was the Kings, but forget the Kings. Does Miles Bridges as a Milwaukee Buck change anything for you guys as far as your grand scheme look on the Milwaukee Bucks if they had a Miles Bridges?
I mean, it's just one extra, I guess, athletic dude, I guess.
Yeah, the Bucks are so void of the talent. I think that would help him out a lot. I don't think he would make it in their closing lineup, but
I guess I'd rather him on the floor than Jay Crowder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Just like,
I just haven't been paying much attention to him this year.
It's not the same as it was a couple years ago before he was just out here being stupid. But I think definitely, because I just don't want to see him walk to Phoenix for nothing, because I think once you get next to KD and Book, you don't look like Superman. And I would like to see him next to a guy like Giannis and Dame and Doc. I want to see them go for it, because I think the East is open. Like I was saying with that Celtics thing, I think one move for that Bucks team, just one. Just Giannis just needs another guy to, hey, but lock down, lock up. I got your back.
Right.
And they can go for it. So I just want to throw that out there. His price is cheap. They don't have many assets. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were about that. Okay. Everybody.
You have the Kings trading.
Talk to me now, because they were in on the Siakam thing. They were allegedly the second suitor. So I definitely would love to see where the Kings were as we talk about the snub. So what you got for me?
It's a big one. Okay. The Kings trade Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter, Sasha Vanyakov, the Europe guy they signed, and two unprotected first round picks for LeBron James.
Wow.
He doesn't even got to move. He's just got to find an Airbnb for a couple months, and then he'll opt out of his contract.
Wow.
He'll go right back down to LA.
The idea of LeBron only being dealt for two firsts kind of rubs me the wrong way, but I think 40-year-old LeBron might just be two firsts.
And Kevin Huerter. I think he's valuable.
I would love Fox, Sabonis, and Bron. Keegan Murray isn't in that deal either. Wow. And you still get to watch Bronny all 4 years at USC.
I think it's more interesting to think about, like, what would LeBron's price be at 39 years old and the money that he wants. I feel like a player in two unprotected picks, like, it's not anything too crazy.
Yeah, I kind of love this. I think it might be LeBron's value. I think the asset, I love the twofer. I think that's gauging it right. Even at this age, because I still think he has a few years left. I think he's like, wherever he goes next, he's still like Tampa Bay Brady. He's still got two prime, two good ones in him. Wow. The kid, oh, wow. And now you make me want to go on Trade Machine and try to play with it myself. I want to see what you could come up with. Look, oh my goodness.
Anything's possible on the Trade Machine.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Nobody denies you unless you don't get it right. Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, Mr. Laker, how would you feel about having Harrison Barnes and Kevin Herter with Austin Reeves and Anthony Davis? You get some draft capital, too.
I mean, if we wanted to hit the rebuild button, then cool. But I think it's still like, let's try to beat the Nuggets. I think that's what they're trying to do.
No, y'all trying to make the play. That's what y'all trying to do. Y'all trying.
All right. Yeah. That's all the trades I got.
But, you know, hey, I don't see that happening in the real world. But I think they trade AD before they trade LeBron. I think you get more trade value for AD.
Anthony Davis.
He would have more trade value for sure.
Yeah. But he signed long term. Mavericks in on that one.
Like I said, LeBron would he'd pull the opt out move and just go right back to LA. He would do it.
Just to get Harrison Barnes and Herter with Reeves and AD. He's like, yo, this is what we needed right here. It's back. Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, next week, it's going to be right after the trade deadline. So I'm excited for next week.
I'm excited. We'll see who did what. It's going to be cool to see who couldn't pull anything off. Because you're going to be fucked for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, right. You guys are right. The NBA landscape will be changed on our next pod. That'll be a lot of fun. I mean, until then, any other basketball news you guys want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, we're cool. Peace out.
All right, y'all stay funny. And to the audience out there, y'all keep capping. Until next time, Capron.
See y'all later.